Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker and joining me today is Mr. Ronnie Karam. Before we dive into it, this is part two of our Roni recap. It was originally one big recording. We split it in half to make it easier to listen to manage, etc. So if you're coming in and you're like, wait, where's part one? It should be in your podcast feed or just check it out. All our episodes are on watchwhatcrappens.com. Go ahead and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to if you haven't subscribed already, so that way you have all these episodes in one place on your system, wherever it is. That's basically it. And all the usual stuff, we record this on video. Check it out on video on patreon.com/watchforcrappens to get early access to that video a week before it's on YouTube. And then after that, after 7 days, it will go up on YouTube. So that's all the good stuff. Now let's get back into part two of the episode.
Okay, so what's next?
Next is Jessel's apartment. So now we're actually seeing the apartment that we've been talking about so much, and everything is white. And Jessel is dragging a stool into the living room because she has staged this apartment for filming, and something's been put out of place. So she's like, I don't know how this stool keeps going up here, but the kids keep moving all of our furniture. This cannot be. Pavit, when you see fingerprints on tables and stuff, can you just clean it up? It accumulates. We're on television now.
Yeah, and her mom's like, every time we see something, we clean it, Jessel. And she's like, then how come nothing looks clean? And she's like, my mom is visiting from London and helping with the kids. She goes, even if it's clean to us, it's not clean to you, Jessel. She's like, I mean, she's an angel, but I tell her something and she gets upset. She says, then do it yourself, Jessel. Well, I would if I had 15 million hands, but I need you. It takes both of my hands to carry this flower that's sitting on top of my shoulder right at the moment.
Right. Maybe if I had another set of hands to move the stool that was moved to the foyer instead of the living room, maybe I could do more work.
So, and Pavit's like, maybe you should tell the kids to clean up. She goes, you can tell your kids to clean, Pavit, all right?
Anyway, I moved to New York City from London fresh out of college. I wanted to be in the fashion industry so that way I could meet people in the fashion and publicity world. So, and she says, people say, but London has fashion. Why don't you stay in London? And I say, wait for it, because London's not New York.
So Pavet, are you planning on just sitting there at the kitchen table with your laptop right in front of my large plate of green moss balls? Do those moss balls look like they were waiting for a Pavet to come sit behind them with his geeky little sunglasses and stupid little windows top? Get out of here.
I met Pavet 7 years ago, and just how I met Bryn through the world of fashion and publicity, I met Pavet in the world of idiots and husbands.
We were friends, best friends, in fact. I knew every little thing about him. Then I fixed him, and then I married him. She has all these like weird columns all over the house, okay? And they're column. I know that New York like apartments come with columns sometimes, but these are like Donald Trump columns. And she's got those like little stupid marble artifacts that are like screwed into the wall to be like little shelf columns. But they don't have anything on them. She's such a fucking weirdo. I don't get what's going on in here.
She's so ice cold. And I just love how icy she is to everything. And I just love the way she barks at her husband. Pavit!
Poffett. Poffett.
Poffett, you goddamn idiot. What are you going to just sit there at your computer?
And so Poffett, are you using that desk for work? The desk is not for work. The desk is for display. Go to your little corner in the bedroom for work.
So there's a knock at the door, and then, of course, it's someone famous. So she's like,
hello.
Hi, Jenna.
Jenna.
Hello.
Jenna.
Hello.
And Jenna's like, wow, this house is this really pretty in here, huh? Wow. Quite a place you've got here. Is that a round couch? It's a round couch and a round room. That's something. Oh, ow, I've hurt my shoulder on this. What is this, a column screwed into a wall?
Is this a marble artifact of some sort?
Something.
So
it's a kitchen. Yeah. All right. Well, it's a kitchen and a bedroom and an office. Oh, this is so cool.
Here's a person who looks terrified of you. Is this is your husband? His name is Poffett. This is Poffett. Oh, wow. So nice to meet you, Poffett. I've heard so many curious things about you. Jessel's like, oh, yes. Yes, it takes a lot for me to say nice things about Poffett. It takes quite a bit.
She goes, wow, so you're saying that this marriage is going really well, huh? Oh, my God, I love you. What are you, like, straight out of one of my J. Crew days? Get over here, mother. Is this your mother? Get over here. Hug me. God, yes, I'd love a white cotton long casual shirt. Yes, I will marry you. I fucking will.
You know, what I like most about Jessel is there's sort of like an innocence. Yeah, there's an innocence. No, what am I talking about? That there's a lack of innocence. There's a sad, icy cold veneer there. And she seems very real. She's not jaded like I am. I'm like, what are you talking about? She seems so beat down by life, like for years of trying to be the perfect Jessel.
And she's such a liar, too. She doesn't think she's real at all because they have a big jar of double-stuffed Oreos. And she's like, wow, what are those, like, big Oreos? And she says, oh, yes, you should have some, Jenna. Please, allow us to give you some Oreos, double-stuffed. Please take an Oreo. Can I take a picture of you eating one of my double-stuffed? Can I? Can I tag you in it? Will you retweet it? Regram it? I don't care. TikTok, share it on your TikTok. Do anything, please. I'll beg you. And she's like, can I ask you a question? When was the last time these were eaten? Am I a bad girl for asking that? It's like, you think she's got a fake Oreo jar?
Yes. Yes, that she does. Because she can peg. You know when someone has a fake Oreo jar versus a real one, okay? And you know, like, earlier that day, Jessa was like, Puffett, Jenna Lyons is coming over. She dressed Michelle Obama. She's very influential. We have to get her something quirky. Quirky and fun that she can put her little fingers into. What about Oreo canister? Well, I don't know. Quiet, Poffett. You don't get to say this.
It was rhetorical, Poffett. Close your mouth. So Jenna's just laughing. And she's like, well, if there are sweets, I'll eat them. Sweets, cheese, and coffee. I'm quirky. So then she's loving the mom, and Jessel's like, oh, I love that you and mother are best friends already. God damn, mother. Fucking upstaged by mother yet again.
Now, excuse
you better hope that we don't come near any stairs anytime soon, you awful woman.
Now, excuse me while I wedge myself in between you two for this hungry pug with Jessel.
Jessel loves her mama too. Don't we all just love mom? Don't we? Puffett, could you get in here and take a picture of me and Mum together? We don't have enough pictures.
Puffett, you're too close. You're too close. Oh, Puffett, you just knocked over the Oreos. Oh, God, Puffett, now the children are eating them off the floor. Who let the children out? Jenna's here. She can't see the children.
Use the long lens, Puffett. Stand in the hallway, darling, with the long lens, all right?
Puffett, no don't one needs your Funyuns breath. I just moved the stool back into the living room, Puffett.
So, Jenna's like, oh my God, what are you, 20? How do you have a child? It's like, what are you, 57, Jessel? Jessel's like, God damn, mother, I hate you, die, mother.
Mother, will you go check on the kids, please? I left Puffett by himself with them so I could spend some cutie with my Jenna Lyons, best friends with Jessel Tank.
So Jessel's like, well, the fashion industry is very small, and we've rubbed shoulders before, but, you know, it's really hard to get to know somebody until someone forces them onto a cast with you and makes them film at your house, and then you have to buy them double-stuffed Oreos to keep their attention. I'm really excited to get to know her.
Oh, yes, we rubbed shoulders so many times. Well, it wasn't so much rubbing shoulders, more me tapping on her shoulder saying, hello, Miss Lyons, would you like to be friends? She just never quite saw me until now.
So they're talking about Jenna having a girls' night in. Well, Jess is like, so excited about girls' night out. She's like, girls' night in. God, I'm stupid. What did I say out? I meant in. Girls' night in.
Why did Povit distract me in that moment? I knew I should have finished reading the invitation.
And then they show Jenna doing a video invite, but she's quirky. So she's doing like the Love Actually thing where she's just got cards with stuff written on them. And she's like, I would love you to come to my house for a girls' night in. Because to me, you're like the most amazing person of all time. I'm quirky.
So Jenna says, yeah.
She needed a separate card for period. That's how quirky she is. God, besties. Pinky Link.
This is Parfit's fault because I would have finished watching the video and seen the last word was in. Girls' night in. But Parfit distracted me and I stopped the video early. It's not my fault.
So Jenna says, one thing that we do at J. Crew was kind of amazing was that like on every Friday we'd do a color or a theme. And so it'd be like khaki. And then people would like wear khaki. And then they'd like wear, but they wouldn't just like wear khaki. They would like have sequins and like feathers. And it was just like so wonderful. And everyone loved it. You know, everyone at J. Crew was like, oh God, it's fucking khaki day again.
Yeah, especially when they're all minimum wage workers who are forced to go buy new outfits for one day of the week, you know. So she's like, well, I started J. Crew in 1990 and I was an assistant and I would just like sit out in the hallway. And then I left J. Crew in 2017 and then I was the president of J. Crew and group at that time. So hold on, I'll just wait for it. Anybody else sitting in here to applaud? Jess was like, I heard your thoughts.
Congratulations.
I love J. Crew so much. Such a wonderful place. You did great work with it. Great job.
I will be part of your Jessel crew. I will.
So Jenna's like, it was like, honestly, like, the Obamas gave me so much hope. Like, when...
They literally, that was their slogan, Jenna, okay? They gave everybody hope. Isn't that what it is? Like, hope. That was, like, it's like, get it off the right off the baseball hat. It was like, hope.
Well, I almost did just a voice. Well, I'll do well also with you, Jenna. Well, when she came out on the Jay Leno show wearing head-to-toe J. Crew... I felt so proud, except for the fact that it was the Jay Leno show. And anytime someone wears something that you're like part of, it's just like validating. It's like why I make clothes. It just feels really, really powerful. Wow, Jessel, are you giving me a foot massage? Thank you.
And Jessel's like, oh my God, I would have loved to work for you. It sounds so fun.
And she's like, oh yeah, well, maybe you should ask the people who worked for me. I don't think they thought it was very fun.
I would find it fun. I'd find it as fun as a jar full of Oreos.
And Jessel's like, what were they? They were probably like, that bitch. I'm sorry. Did I say bitch? I didn't mean to say that. God. What did I say that?
What a crew. Parfit put that word into my head this morning. I wouldn't have said it if it weren't for Parfit.
So Jen's like, Jess is like, okay, well, who's coming to your party? She goes, well, you, obviously, Uba, hopefully your mom. God, I love her. Boss. She's a boss. I know Sai's back in town. Then Aaron. And I know we haven't really had a quiet night for a long time. And she's like, oh, really? You think it's going to be quiet, do you? She goes, well, adjacent. Quite adjacent. I would like to say in like the nights, like as far as night goes, I'd like to have like a khaki night, personality wise, sound level wise, khaki.
Damn it, I should have known it would be quite adjacent, not a quiet night. Jessel, you're so stupid. Stupid Jessel. So Jessel's like, oh, that's right, Cheesegate. Do not have cheese at your party, Jenna. It's going to ruffle so many feathers. And Jenna's like, huh, are you kidding me? We're having cheese. We're having fondue. Oh, well then we should all dress up like mice. I swear to God. Get it, Jenna. My little Jenna, get it, because mice eat cheese. Cheese. I knew it. Parfit, I told you. Parfit said, do the mice joke, and I said, I don't want to do it. And he said, do the mice joke, and I did the mice joke, and it's not landing at all. Stupid Parfit.
So then we go to Aaron's apartment in Tribeca, and we see Nanny or somebody, and we find
it's
out
it's Becca. Sandy, the housekeeper. She's like, hey, Aaron.
Sandy looks terrified. Sandy is smiling with terror in her eyes.
Well, yeah, because listen to what she has to ask. She's like, hi, Aaron, should I start cooking the beans now? Am I allowed to cook the beans? Okay, are we on good bean timing now or bad bean time? Am I going to get beat for the beans this time, Aaron? Okay, can I just cook beans?
So then we have like people slowly wafting in from Aaron's family. So first comes Kelly, and Aaron is like, oh my God, Kelly, fellow boss bitch, I'm so stressed from the kids. Like, I need a shot right now, because that's who I am, a real New Yorker in Tribeca who needs a shot.
She's also got a Pollock type painting to show that she's like not a stick up her ass kind of person, but I feel like that's a lie. I feel like Pollock's whole thing.
She's a real New Yorker. She just represents real New York, having just like, you know, art that's worth millions of dollars on her wall. That's like just what real New Yorkers are like.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I think most people would think that raising kids in New York is crazy, but like the trick to parenting is just to find a way for the kids to like leave you the fuck alone. That's why you buy a million toys and you have arts and crafts. And like, I mean, how do I get my kids to not talk to me for a couple of hours? Am I right? You fucking put Sandy in front of them and make them watch beans cook. I'm sure you probably do it. I was raised in a similar way. I approve.
Or just have the kids make the beans. So now Regla, her mother-in-law, shows up. Regla's like, ugh, got to shoot for the stupid show again. Okay, here I am. And then we have Daniel, who's her brother. And then the version that we watched, I think, had the wrong chyron, because it said David Sy's husband, but I'm assuming that's Kelly's husband shows up. And then Aaron's father, that's like the Thanksgiving Day parade. And then Snoopy floats in. It really is a ton of people.
I'm like, oh my God, Bobby Cannavale's performing this year.
I feel like I'm like Savannah Guthrie doing like, and here comes Kelly's husband, David. David met Kelly in 2017, and they have been together ever since.
It Back is to like you, that. Al. Doesn't the dad look like Bobby Cannavale? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes.
So then we go to Aaron. Aaron's like, yeah, growing up in an Israeli family, like, we cook a lot. She's like an eye-rolling girl. She's like, I'm too cool for this. Like, I'm too cool to even be talking to you right now about this, but we're Israeli. And me and my sister, like, we joke that we hang out in kitchens and bathrooms. Like, that's literally the only place we hang out, because we're a very close family.
It's all about cooking and coking. You know what I'm saying? So Abe is like, that's what I thought when she said hanging out in bathrooms.
I know. It's kind of weird.
But. So then Abe walks in. Abe is her husband, and he walks in looking exhausted. And he's like, ugh, I'm stressed from the kids. It's like I'm at Jessel's house. Am I right? Aaron's like,
aren't you like, so chill then? Why don't you just chill then? Stupid.
Look at me saying the word chill. I'm just like one of the people.
Chill like that Pollock back there. It's like, God, that painting stresses me out every time I look at it. It's like, just chill. Chill like Pollock.
Just chill like Sandy does, instead of making beans all the time. The beans are ready. The beans are ready.
You're fired. I did not want beans right now. God, you should have timed those beans better, Sandy.
You should have known, Sandy. No beans on Friday.
Sandy, fucking terrible bean timer. Fucking loser, Sandy.
Yeah, she's like Becca. Try. So.
Try, Sandy.
That's
Al Pacino's competing neighborhood in Manhattan.
Yeah, someday those two neighborhoods are going to work together, called Tri Heat. So,
so Aaron's like, wow. So, oh, wow, you're going to drink wine out of a coffee cup? That's great. So now you choose to drink out of a coffee cup? This guy, I mean, he drinks liquids out of inappropriate glasses. That's like his thing, I guess. Great. Glad I married you.
Oh my God. So when my husband and I got married, I was just shy of 25. And even though we were both young, we were like ready. Cause like a 25-year-old New Yorker is like a, I don't know, 35-year-old Kentucky girl, maybe. I was like, doing a great job being an ambassador for New York City, Aaron.
Also, that makes no sense. Like, the stereotype is a Kentucky girl would be ready to get married at like 17, right?
Exactly. She literally got it wrong. She's dumb.
Yeah, she's dumb. She's but also, dumb. Like, can I just say, I love her snottiness, and I love that she thinks she's better than everybody else with her Pollock knockoff. I love it. I can't help it.
I have to say, over the course of this recap, I've been enjoying this episode so much more, because now I'm finding all the humor. When I was watching, I was like, these people
are so deeply uninteresting. But now, now as we talk through it and dig in, I'm like, wait a second, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I think it is too. It's if sometimes, especially I think with new shows, we're just, it's focused on typing. Like for us, we're just typing, typing, typing. And then later when we actually read what we type down, it's like, oh,
but
I forgot that.
I didn't even notice it. This is a rare show that I actually watched first just to watch it because I was so excited. And I was like, in the beginning, I was excited because I saw the cheese fight. I was like, oh my God, I love a petty cheese fight. And then by the end of the episode, I was like, oh no, this is terrible. But now that we're actually like digging in, I'm realizing this is hilarious.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so then more family comes off the elevator. It's a huge family. She's got three kids. Layla, and
they're all named Layla. They're all named Layla. Layla, Lila, and Elijah. It's something like that. Weird. It's like basically they're like,
Layla,
we want
Lila, Lula, Lulu.
We want to sound like a Paul Simon song when we call the kids. Lila, 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 Lila.
We have Layla, Bo, and Bela. Okay. It's like, wait a minute. Could you pick a different? Layla, Layla, Bo, Bela, Banana, Fana, Fafela. Fee. Here's my cousins, Fee, Fi, and Momela. Okay. Layla.
Layla. Layla. Layla. Layla. Layla. Lay, lady, lay. Here are children, lay, lady, lady, and lay. Lay. Yeah. Lay, lady, lay.
La, 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 life goes on. La, la, and la.
Lay. A booger just came out. I'm sorry, everyone. I have to take myself off camera. I have a bat in the cave at the moment.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner, or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist, and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise, gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge...
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo. Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
So her story is, yeah, so like I met my husband and then we were like hooking up at his house because like that's what we do. We're fucking New Yorkers, okay? So like we were hooking up at his house and then I like looked behind his bed and there were like multiple, not even kidding, multiple thongs, like so many thongs. I was like, what's up with the thongs, brah? But guess what? I liked it because like I also hooked up with people and I was like, guess what? You're not the only fucking New Yorker here, okay? I'm from New York too. Bam.
Hold on one second. I'm going to call my husband. Hey, husband, guess what? I just broke the internet with that story. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Such a good story. So yeah, the kids walk. Yeah, Levy. I don't know. Levy, Layla, and Elijah. They're basically the children known as... And... Aaron's like, Abe and I are like such good friends. Like, we like to have sex. And like, that's why I have so many kids. We like to have sex. Divorced by season two. That's what I'm going to say.
And the dad says such a dad thing. He's like, I just want to tell you guys, I'm so happy for you. The most important thing is you stick together. And then we see one of the smallest kids walking around with his undies pulled down. And he's like, I have poop. And they're like, hilarious. And she's just like, Sandy. Wow, whoa, Sandy really concentrating on those beans, okay? Clean up on aisle poop lodge.
Sandy, are you watching old Annie Potts movies in your room again? Come on, deal with the kid.
Hey, Sandy, how many times can I fire one Sandy today? Am I right? Get the fuck over there. Moron, Sandy.
She just points at her child and laughs. So now we go to Uba's apartment. By the way, okay, I feel like Uba has a lot of upside, but people are also being like, Uba is iconic. And I'm sorry, I just don't feel like Uba's done enough to be iconic so far in this first episode, but I'm open to her being iconic. I think she's future iconic, but like, I can't get fully behind Uba until she does more, because this is her scene. She's like, I am so not a fan of parties. And then she's like trying on looks, and like, that's it. That was like Uba's scene.
I mean, she just brings such like a good charisma and positivity. So, you know.
We are the most interesting group in all of New York City. Yeah.
You need that one, you know? You need that person like convincing you to do it. She's like the person standing outside the comedy club going, comedy, comedy, comedy,
comedy. Grace Lilly, basically, at Republic.
Comedy, hey, yeah. Come on. You want bottle service? She's getting you to come into Real Housewives of New York, and then you find out there's like a 2-drink minimum, etc.
I'm telling you, I like her. I think she seems like very sweet and bubbly and fun, and she's gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. I'm just saying,
people are
excited, and I'm like, just I need her to have a full on scene, you know?
Yeah, people are really falling all over themselves. I think I will say Bravo has done itself some favors in the past few years as far as learning to embrace. Social media, when in the past I think they would be like, ew, you talk about us? Gross. You can never go on a podcast, anybody from this show. I think they used to have that old mentality, and now they're like, let's have a season premiere and invite all of the bloggers and Instagram. I mean, not us.
You
know, they like got a lot of the big. They got a lot of the big people who should have been there. They got a lot of good people to go. But I think that inviting all those people, they automatically have like a better opinion of your show, right? Because they were there and they met the people on the show. So they're like, "This is amazing. Uba's iconic." Like maybe at the party, Uba was like, "Oh, you're a darling." And they're like, "Oh my god, Uba's literally I'm dead."
Yeah, which I would be that person.
We would be that person.
Like 100 be like, yeah. You got Uber. But I'm just saying, I'm not there yet, but I'm sure I will be by episode 2. I'm just saying, I need more from Uber.
Like, we've literally talked more about Uber than Uber has said in this show.
I know.
We've had more airtime for Uber than she had on the show. So when we go to Size, it's the getting ready scene. This is still.
I'm
still Housewives.
I'm sorry to interrupt because everyone's getting ready, but we go to Jessel's house first, and Jessel is like going through her closet, she's like, I don't know, the theme is black and khaki. I mean, I don't even own anything that's khaki. I'm like, have you looked at your wardrobe? You see the wardrobe, it's all khaki. She's like, I just don't know what to do. Jessel, pick literally, like, blindfold yourself and pull anything off the rack there, and it will be khaki.
That's so true. And Pavitt's like, what is this? Why don't you just wear this? I mean, are you going to wear this? Where does your boob go in that? Where's the rest of the dress? She's like, shut up, Pavitt. All right, you don't know how dresses work, you goddamn idiot. All right, go back behind the moss balls. We're clear. The living room's clear. Get out of here.
Go check to see if that stool's been moved out of the living room again, okay?
So we go to Sai's, and we meet Sai's husband, David. And David looks really familiar, doesn't he?
He does.
Does he to you? What's he from?
He's just like generic white guy from New York City, I guess. Like he does.
Do you think we just all know him? Size, husband.
I think he's AI. David. They're like, we need Sai to have a husband. Okay, enter the prompt. White guy from Brooklyn who's like
David Craig manages their house. I don't want to watch an ad. Over this, okay? God, I'm sorry I Googled anything, for fuck's sake. Okay, David Craig, the pair married in private ceremony on June 16th. David manages their busy Brooklyn household so that she can run the digital empire she's forged.
Oh, yeah, she did say that he retired at one point, right? So, Size, David's like, wifey, where are you? And she's like, in the bathroom. He's like, can I come in? Well, isn't this your house, too? Of course you can come in, David.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm looking up David. I need to give it up. I feel like I know David. I know him from something. David? I'm giving it up now. So, yeah, she's like, isn't this your house? And he goes, I don't know what you're doing. What, are you going out again? I married a raccoon. What, did I marry a raccoon? What does she have eye makeup on?
She said something like, how do I look? And I don't know. I guess maybe she had something under her eyes because he's like, I married a raccoon. I was like, huh.
Oh. So I was like, yeah, David and I have been married for 14 years. He's the most supportive man I've ever known. I'm a digital content creator, so I travel a lot, and I just couldn't do it without him, you know? I mean, sometimes people look, they're like standing on their street, and they're like, hands are in their pockets, and they're kind of jingling change in their pockets, and they're looking through my window, and they're going, wow, she really got herself a hot one.
Speaking of which, I would love to be on the show Hot Ones. Call me. So Sai's like, you know, by the way, David, guess what? I found out there's a little bit of drama between Aaron and Bryn. Apparently, Bryn and Aaron were having lunch, and Aaron said something about me, like how I've been to her house, and I basically insulted her cheese plate that she gave to us. And so Aaron was like, oh, that's why she distanced herself from me, because I didn't like her cheese. And he's like,
because you're a bitch about cheese, but you love cheese.
She goes, and I didn't even say it. That's the thing. And he's like, okay, well, that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. Okay, we'll get used to being the husband of a real housewife.
I know.
Okay, it's only going to go
tip
downhill
of the iceberg.
From here.
Tip of the cheeseburg.
So Erin does the thing where she calls Jessel, so they talk while they're getting ready. And Jessel's like, finally, some real advice. Go, Povit. Get out.
Povit was trying to tell me to wear overalls. Disgusting. Well, he's not helping me in any sort of way. That's what I'm trying to say. What a disgusting human being, Povit. Jenna Lyons was in this household and you were mortifying.
Erin's like, oh, hi, Povit. I miss you, Povit. My God, it was so great last time I came over and I got to rest my drink on your forehead the entire time. That was amazing. Yeah, he's good for some things, isn't he? Get out, Povit. Go.
So Erin's like, well, I just don't know what to wear. Like, what's the vibe? Can you help me? And Erin's like, I'm like, am I supposed to like wear khaki? Like black? Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like,
what is khaki?
Yeah, I'm like, literally just wear khaki and black. I think you've got it.
You can't
it.
Play dumb and stupid at the same time. On one hand, Erin wants to be like the most cultured New Yorker ever. And on the other, she's taking people to catch and pretending not to know what khaki is. Like, I don't really get what she's going for.
Sandy, do you have anything from that safari you went to? No? Okay. Oh, I don't know.
And
Jess
is like, well, I know that everything Jenna does, we're like this, me and Jenna. Jen, I call her. Or nah. Sometimes I'll say, hey, nah. You know? Because she doesn't like to.
It's like that Rihanna song, you know? It's like, hey, nah, nah, what's your name? I actually sing that to Jenna. And I'm like, that was actually
hey,
about
nah,
you.
Nah. It's right. So, you know, everything she does, ever since I've known her, which has been for a long time, shoulder to shoulder, rubbing shoulders wise. But since I've known her, everything she does is sort of coordinated, you know? And then Brent's like, I mean, J. Crew, I thought she was done with J. Crew. Why are we doing khaki for this?
And they're all just like talking about khaki. And Jessel says to Erin, I love that Bryn has like such an attitude about everything.
Like khaki? Like, why don't you just call it catchy? Okay. Because it's like 2006.
Rhymes with khaki on purpose. So Jess is like, well, I was with Bryn the other day. Oh, no. Jessel. I was with Bryn the other day. And Sai was there too. And there was a weird man masturbating on the cement. But nobody said anything about it, which I thought was really weird. And then, did you tell Bryn that Sai got upset about the fact that you served cheese or something to that effect? It was something like that.
And then right before that, Erin's like drinking a glass of wine. She goes, I love that you're drinking wine. Povit, get me some wine. The cool girls are drinking wine. I need to be a boss bitch too. Anyway,
so did you hear about this cheese situation?
And Erin's like, are you joking? No, that is so obnoxious that Bryn did this, is what I'm saying. You know what? The whole fucking, the whole catch thing, okay? Like, she literally makes things up. Like, that is, I'm pissed now. Like, I'm pissed. She's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know what happened, but there's another version of this where you said Sai was rude, and then you were rolling your eyes at her cheese board.
Oh, so she is now making bullshit up? Because I was telling her that as like a passing joke. And to like go back and be like, oh, she says your cheese platter is bad. Like, what the fuck? Are you drinking grape juice right there? No, it's wine! Povit!
It's wine with alcohol in it. Dare you. Okay, well, now she's making shit up because I was, like, saying that in passing, so whatever. She's like, you know what? I really want you guys to hash it out because the most important thing is that I have time with Jen. You know, or nah. One of the two.
You never know how she's going to show up. It's right in the middle. Sometimes I make a nickname right in the middle of someone's name. So
sometimes you feel like a ja, sometimes you feel like a nah. You know what I'm saying? When you're like this with someone.
You know, when you are a Jessel and a Jenna, that makes you both a bit of a J. Crew, if you know what I'm saying.
So Erin's like, Jessel's like, well, you should hash it out. And Erin's like, well, she can apologize, and then we can hash it out.
Then we can.
Put that on the billboard. Yeah.
So then we go over to Jenna's apartment, and there's like music, but it's weird echoey music. Not really sure what's happening in this scene. And it says her friend, Chef Brandon, is her closest friend and her chef, but he's
clearly her employee, right? Yeah. What was your read? I didn't get any friend vibes from this. He's like, please don't hurt me.
Okay. I'm grilling it like you told me to. Please do not hurt me. Not even with your tongue. Not even just a little tongue lashing. Please don't do that.
She has a lot of friend employees, I think, just based on that other show. She has sort of like friend vibes to all her employees, you know. So her goddaughter, Violet, is there, and Violet refuses to walk Popeye the dog because it's pouring out. So this is where Popeye will poop all over the floor.
And the goddaughter is also doing dishes, which I really like that somebody actually made Jenna Lyons their godmother to their child. Like, who would do that that didn't want their child in constant servitude? Because you know that that's what's going to happen for the rest of this kid's life.
Well, it was like a Jessel type who was like, oh my God, I'm going to make Jenna Lyons the godmother. And then like she'll get to go to Fashion Week. She'll get to travel on the private plane. She'll go to her upstate house. And Jenna's like, okay, kid, you're on dishes duty. And walk the dog with the diarrhea, the coffee diarrhea.
So Jenna's like, well, I'm excited to have the girls over, but like I'm nervous, truthfully, because like after what happened with leaving my job, to me it was more important to like spend time with my son Beckett, and I just really haven't had people over that much, you know. Yes, I did say my son's name is Beckett, which is a very famous writer. Just let that sink in while I look around the room and squint one eye.
Jessel's like, hold on, I'm about to make a little appointment at downtown at City Services to change. Okay, Rio, you shall now be known as Fitzgerald. So Jenna's like,
Steele, my daughter Steele.
Danielle Steele isn't really counting a Beckett conversation. But nice try. Yeah,
God damn it, Pavit.
Your name is now Gertrude Stein. So so Jetta tells us, so I'm aware there's been some cheese tension, and I love cheese play. It's like, cheese is my friend. It's my home. So there's going to be a lot of cheese here. So now.
And Brandon's like, try the fondue. She's like, is there more meat? More meat. Yes, okay, you more meat.
Like, poor Brandon looks terrified. So then Aaron, who's Aaron?
Aaron, she's like the real New Yorker from
Right. Sorry. Blacked out for a sec. So she's telling us, she's like, Jenna's my new friend. Most people in this group think Jenna Lyons is a total enigma because she does weird, quirky things. Like, she doesn't like dill. But hold on, wait for it. She loves parsley. I mean, she loves olives, but not black olives. I mean, what?
Can we get Uba in here for a second? We're a crazy, interesting group, like hating dill, but liking parsley. We are so interesting.
They're going to study us in the future, darling.
We are the most interesting. Dill.
What is?
Or no dill.
Like, was this the Jenna Lyons pitch? Like, guys, we've got to get Jenna Lyons on the show. She's such an oddball, okay? She doesn't like dill, but she does like parsley.
Yeah, so just like, weird. Good luck garnishing your plates for her. So they go on this house tour. By the way, Aaron showed up empty-handed. How do you do that? How do you show up empty-handed at Jenna Lyons' house on the first episode of New York? Come on, go to the bodega and pick up a...
You could have at least brought her like a Tupperware of beans. You know what I mean? Sandy went to all that fucking trouble.
Do you not have like an extra bottle of wine in your household? I mean, half the reason why you get... like. Wine is like one of those things that sort of gets passed around, you know, like of course we drink it, but it's also one of those things, people, we give you wine and then take the wine and give it to someone else.
Yeah,
you know,
that's always wine. Shitty wine. It's always just like wine with a fun name that you saw in the store. That's like Crazy Girl. And you're like, oh my God, I'm getting that wine. It's like Armpits.
J. Crew. You're
like, oh my God, what a waggy name.
So
khaki.
Khaki wine. So they go on a house tour, and Aaron's like, oh my God, it's the infamous shoe closet. And Jenna's like, yeah, I'm insane. Like, I'm aware. I worked in fashion for 20 years, and like, I collect them because they have meaning to me. Because I'm Jenna Lyons.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have like
300 and I guess I would say 80 pairs of shoes, but then I got rid of some, but then I bought some more, so I don't really know. So, and Erin's like, wow, this isn't just an apartment, this is a pad, Jenna. She's like, really? What's the difference between a pad and a pad? She's like, I'll tell you. A pad means you don't have small children, am I right?
Wacky. And then
you can just like have dill and not parsley all you want in here.
So Erin talks about the flow of the apartment because she says it's kind of a weird flow because like the closet's half the bedroom and the bedroom is half the apartment. So I can't resell this. Good luck, bitch. Anyway, let's try this cheese.
So Jenna's like, yeah, cheese seemed to be the appropriate choice of this group. So she tries some cheese and Erin actually takes the corner of the cheese. Now, I read in a Reddit thread, which of course I'm in right after the show to see what people thought. And someone said, I can't, of course, Erin is the type to take the corner piece of the cheese.
I saw someone say that also.
The rudest thing to do. And well, maybe it was Facebook, I don't know. But someone was like, that is the rudest thing to do at a cheese party is to take the edge of the cheese, like that,
the first part of the triangle, like the start of it.
I guess. Yeah.
Why is that rude? Like someone has to do it.
I don't know, but I love that I know that now because I can act snotty about it in the future. And I had literally no idea. I'd never heard that before.
Oh, I have violated that rule of etiquette many, many times. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, me too. Like, I thought that I'm looking like all good. Like, I'm just going to take the tap, you know, like I'm really showing some restraint.
You know what? I don't know if there's a rule about taking the tip of the cheese, but honestly, if you're the only one there, I think you got to take the tip of the cheese. Like you got to wait for you're going to wait for Jenna, or does Jenna have to serve you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the tip of the cheese is for the guests, and Erin is a guest.
Yeah. So I agree. I mean, I'm not going to get on the cheese tip thing, but I just liked it. And the cheese drama au revoir that is now this show. We know so much about cheese manners now. So Jenna is like, let me see. Jessel comes. Okay. So then we see everybody's arriving, basically. And Jessel's like, oh my God. Nah, love the bracelets. It's like a weapon, girl.
And Erin goes,
oh no, that's to Erin. Sorry. I'm being nice to Erin, even though I'm not really above her yet, but I'm more equal. But
I'm in the presence of Jenna, so I have to make her think I'm a nice person. So, oh my God. Yeah. Rin, very cool bangles. Those are like weapons, girl. And Erin's like, yeah, I may have to fuck up a bitch tonight. I'm a real New Yorker.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm a real New Yorker on Real Housewives of New York. So watch out, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck up a bitch with my bangles. Yeah. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So then Sia shows up and everyone's wearing black. And so Jenna's just laughing that everyone's wearing black. And Jenna's like, I mean, everyone thinks of khaki as like a chino. It's not. Like khaki is a color. It's not khakis. Khaki's a color. It's a color. It's a khaki. Khaki is a color. Khakis are colors. Khaki is like, it's like, okay, Jenna, like, you know, this is what she does at night. Khakis are colors. Khakis are colors. Khakis are colors.
But she also does it on purpose by having a khaki party so that people who don't understand that show up in black. You know,
it's a little bit of a test.
Like, guys, yeah. So she can have her teaching moment where she's like, guys, khaki's a color. So then Sai's big housewives line, she's like, there's so much cheese here at Jenna's house. It's everywhere. It's on the counter. It's on the table. There's fondue. There's regular cheese. Hey, Erin, could you bring out your magnifying glass to watch me eat cheese? Is that weird? Maybe you could get a magnifying glass so you could judge my cheese.
Because I eat it. I like cheese. So a magnifying glass because I'm also very small. And you can't see me eat it. Easily.
So someone asked about where Brynn is, and Erin's like, wonder why she's late. And they're like, why? What's going on? She's hey, Jenna, of course, who spread this in the first place, is like, oh, no. I'm Brynn. Sorry. I'm like, God damn it, Ronnie. I'm getting Jessa and Jenna messed up. And now I'm stuttering because we've been doing this.
Jenna and Jessel, yeah.
Jenna says, is something going on? And Erin's like, yeah, I haven't seen her since that night. And then 2 days later, she posted pictures of you guys at Cipriani's.
Yeah, she said she was going home like a real New Yorker would, but she wound up with you at Casa Cipriani like a fake Cipriani. New Yorker. Yeah.
I'm a fake New Yorker because I can't even pronounce Cipriani right. I think it's Cipriani.
That's
also,
okay.
Is there Is there Cipriani and Casa Cipriani?
I think
there's just Ciprianis.
It's Cipriani and Casa Cipriani. Casa Cipriani. Oh, I know this because I looked them up.
That's crazy. Is it like Mozza and then like Mozza Pizza Cafe where there's like an expensive version, but then there's like a cheaper version?
Mozza Pizza Cafe.
What do they call the Mozza? Smaller
Pizzeria
Mozza. Yeah.
But I think it's just like another version of the brand. I discovered Casa Cipriani when I was trying to find out what the C word restaurant was, but then the internet. So I stumbled upon Casa Cipriani, but I didn't do the research as to what it actually was. So that's the interesting story there. So Aaron's like, yeah. So by the way, it wasn't cool of you either, by the way, to like, you can just tell us if you're going out and you don't want to go to Catch, you can just tell us. And Sai's like, okay, well, I did bail on you. Yes, I totally accepting that. Totally bailed on you. I didn't want to go to Catch. Plus, speaking of being caught, someone caught me at my home. People were looking at my townhouse. Like, how could I even leave that? I was putting on a show for them.
I lied. Confession time. I lied about it. Okay? I lied to you about it. Didn't want to go to Catch. So, hold on. Wait for a second. My hand is raised. Confession. Okay? I know I have a right to an attorney. Everything else. I waive the rights. I confess.
I was like, okay. We got it. So she's like, okay, well, I like you because like you'll admit it, but like she's not cool and I'm going to get her. Fuck her. I'm turned off by her.
And Jessica goes, I think that's even worse. That's worse what Bryn did. And right, everyone, am I saying the right thing at this moment?
So there's nothing worse than being turned off by somebody. Right, Povit? LOL, stupid.
Sorry, I have him on FaceTime just so I can yell at him.
She just keeps him on her phone at all times to berate. He's just waiting on hold to be berated.
So Bryn shows up. She's like, hello. Sorry, I lost my voice from screaming last night.
But no one asked her what she enters for. So fakely. Oh my. She's like, hello.
I'm so scared. I'm in trouble right now. Aaron takes a lot of things very seriously. And the only thing helping me is I don't think Aaron will commit a crime in Jenna Lyon's home.
I know when I'm about to get spanked.
Bad me. Bad girl.
So they do like a double kiss. And Aaron's like, I'm not going to get into it with Bryn today because, like, I'm going to just give it some time. I'm going to eat some cheese and then I'm going to fuck her up.
People love that line, apparently, because on Twitter, everyone's like, quoting, I'm going to eat some cheese and then I'm going to fuck her up. Iconic! It's boss bitch move. She's a real boss bitch eating the cheese and fucking her up with those bangles as weapons. Boss bitch!
So Jenna hands out, nah, as she's known to some of us, hands out envelopes. And she's like, okay, guys, small talk is my kryptonite, so we're going to play a game. Okay, like, and she tells us, I don't really know everyone in the group equally well, so this is my get out of jail free card with everybody. So Bryn starts, and she's like,
if you're going to create your ideal pornography, what would it feature?
Ubo is like, halal. They're like, you want to do halal porn? She's like eating halal? Or what is that? She's like, no, eating halal.
I like when Aaron goes, halal porn? Like, what the? Or someone says halal porn?
What is that?
So Bryn's like,
I would love to see Jenna Lyon's porn. It would be so moody.
I love porn where it's like a massage that like goes like too far, you know? It's like, I love that.
Every time I get a massage, I'm like, maybe it'll happen today. I put my butt up and they're like, ma'am, this is the Four Seasons.
I need to know where Bryn's getting her money. Where is Bryn getting her money? Why haven't they told us what Bryn does?
I know. I don't really understand what Bryn does. And when I looked it up, it's like communications in fashion or something like that. Or
what is that? What do you do? What are you doing?
I'm telling you.
Sexual massages at the Four Seasons and like turning down Catch.
I'm telling you, this is the exact same cast makeup as Dubai. It's like she is the Sarah, where it's like she sort of does things, but what does she really do? Like, where'd she get her money? You know, what's going on?
Woman's empowerment. That was Sarah's thing, right? She's like, oh my God, here's what I do. I have a master's degree
in, what was her thing? In she's like got a degree, and they're like, oh, that's an honorary degree.
Yeah, okay. She's like, I'm a doctor of like women supporting women.
So then they're talking about like who's submissive in bed, and Sai and Uba talk about being submissive, and Aaron's like,
Bryn goes, yeah, this bitch is like a starfish. She's so submissive. Just like,
Sarah's like, well, my husband doesn't get turned on unless I come. So like, he doesn't want to come unless I come. Okay. So does everyone clear about when I come versus when he comes? Cause that's when I come is after he comes after I come. Everyone clear? Everyone clear on the coming schedule?
And Bryn's like, yeah, I'm Venmoing you right now for every minute that you talk because this is really hot. And Aaron's like, yeah, I know, I'm saying a lot. So Bryn's like, this is the Aaron I like because like when she drinks, she's fun. Like she's me sober. Maybe it's the having kids thing. Don't tell me that. I'll never have kids.
So that. So then Jenna
she
talks.
She is doing a lot, this girl, you know. But I like it. I like a little effort.
I don't know. She seems very like made for TV. Like there's no, I don't know. So Jenna starts talking about being in a lesbian relationship, how everyone gets taken care of, you know, because everyone knows what they're doing. And so like in a male and female relationship, there's like a different dynamic, but with women, everyone knows what it is. And Bryn's like, oh my God, I love it. Like that for gay guys.
That's not like that for gay guys, do you think?
No.
It's not like the kind of gay where you can just be like, oh, everyone gets taken care of. Being gay is like a race. It's like, okay, I'm coming. No, I'm coming. Okay, are you coming? Oh, no, I'm not coming.
Well,
are
I'm
you
bored coming? Now.
I'm coming. I'm coming. No, damn it, do not come right now. Oh my God, I just came. I just came. Well, now what am I supposed to do? No, really, I'm here to support you coming now. No, I can't come now. Yes, you can. No, now you don't even have a boner. You're just staring at me with a boner. I can't come now. You can do it. Oh, God, what are you being passive aggressive with me? I'm not going to come now.
I think it's harder for gay men because there is literally like physical evidence of whether or not you are like turned on slash have come. Yeah. Whereas like, you know, and I feel like that does add some sort of like weird pressure to be like, ooh, like if we don't come at the same time, then like then one of us is just sitting here and...
I know. God, I found myself jealous of lesbians so many times in my life. This is one of those times.
Lesbians just have a richer existence than gay men do. Let's be honest. They just,
yeah.
They have like lovely dinner parties and they're like not terrible to each other.
Well, this has been fun. I quit. So life, gayness and life. So Jenna's like, yeah, okay. So she talks about sex. So now it's Jessel's turn. So she's like, all right, my turn. Jenna, nah. All right, my question's for you. All right, if you could say that you're addicted to something, what would you be addicted to? Shopping, porn, alcohol, Jessa, or arguing?
Bryn goes,
all of the above. It's not your question, Bryn.
Shut up.
It's for my nah.
Sorry, Jenna.
Shut up, female parvot.
Sorry, Jenna. Sorry that we had to be interrupted in this moment of bonding for us. Would you like to answer that? Then Uber's like, well, I'm not addicted to any of that. You know what I'm addicted to? Banana. And they're like, oh, yeah, we love the dick. No, actual banana. And Bryn's like,
are we talking about, like, banana?
Jenna's like, you better not be talking about Banana Republic. I'll tell you that much. Not in this household.
And she's like, banana should be the national flag of Somalia. We love banana, darling. I eat 5-6 bananas a day. You know what we call banana in Somalia?
Boss bitch.
Oh, that's so funny. You know what I call banana? I just call him Na. That's what I call him.
Oh, so the nickname Na's already taken. Great.
Great. And then Aaron goes, banana constipates you. Banana constipates you? I've literally never heard that in my life, nor experienced that. Aaron has some issues.
No, it doesn't constipate. You have bananas when... Bananas keep everything together, but doesn't constipate. Yeah. Bananas it are part of the brat diet, you know? But they're not, you know... I don't think they're known for constipation. They're known for cohesiveness.
Yeah, I've never heard that. So, by the way, did we ever hear what Jenna's addiction is? No, because everyone kept talking. Jessa's like, what is your addiction? Mine is shopping. Or was that Jenna who said shopping and I just wrote it down wrong?
There may have been.
Now that I think about it, it's probably my notes.
Jessa's like, my addiction.
Why do I even do this for a living? I suck at it. I can't fucking take notes. I can't follow along. I don't know the difference between a Jenna and a Jessa. I mean, what the hell?
Well, Jessel. If it makes you feel any better, literally nothing important happened here. They're okay. talking.
It does.
They are talking somehow, all at once, about shopping, bananas, and diarrhea. Because okay, it was yeah. like, so it's like 5 to 6 bananas a day. And Sai's like, oh, Sai with another great one goes, oh, well, you needed a banana the day you had diarrhea. It's like, thanks for outing the diarrhea moment, Sai.
Yeah, and Brynn's like, yeah, you had diarrhea of the mouth and the butt. And Aaron's like, no, you had the diarrhea the most because I had a cheese platter and you decided to tell some stupid story. And so I was like, yeah, that was an asshole move. I'm going to say it. That was an asshole move. And Aaron's like, what was an asshole move? Serving cheese? And she goes, no, what you said about me and the cheese. Like, goes, but it wasn't true. That's the thing. I didn't say anything about the cheese.
Yeah, Aaron goes, she was lying. I didn't say that. And Brynn tells Sai,
I mean, so I was going to meet you at Casa like Cipriani. And Aaron goes, oh, your favorite place. What's your problem with Catch? And Brynn goes, it's not 2012 is my problem. And Aaron goes, it's not 2012. Who the fuck cares where we go? We were trying to be together. Doesn't matter where we are. Then you go to lunch with Sai and you start talking shit about me.
Yeah, and if you didn't care where you were, you would have gone to P.F. Chang's. You wouldn't have had to go to Catch.
Exactly true.
So then Brynn's like, I didn't talk shit. She's like, yes, you did. Well, she said that she distanced herself because I went to her house and I said something about the cheese. And I said, this is what we're all eating. And then, like, I said, that's weird or something about cheese. And Brynn's like, no, I said, you said, what's this? And then Aaron, you said, like, it's cheese.
And Aaron goes, I never said that. Okay, I'm a real New Yorker. I would never say that. I would say, Sandy, kick this woman out of my house. That's what I would say. So Uba's like, I can't believe that they're arguing about the cheese when we're such a wild and wacky and interesting group of women. Get into it. But we're in New York, okay? There's a lot of rats here because, you know, cheese. It's not a one-to-one correlation, rats and cheese, but of mice and cheese, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're fighting over cheese. Well, you know, the one thing I'll always say about rats in New York, at least they're not tourists. Okay, Aaron. So then Brynn's like, you came in like, blah, blah, blah. She goes, lies. And she goes, oh, really? Not cheese? And that's weird. That's what you did. She goes, not true. None of that's true. So then Jenna is trying to eat fondue. And
Jenna says, I can't believe they're talking about cheese. I mean, who wants to drop the conversation about sex and talk about cheese? I'm like, Jenna, you better get used to this because honestly, the cheese conversation is much more compelling about the sex conversation.
Truly. So they're all laughing and they're all laughing now because it is really stupid, right?
Yeah.
So Aaron's like, this is the stupidest thing ever. And Brynn's like, but you did say it. And she goes, but you're embellishing it. And Jenna's like, guys, it's like past the point. Like, it's fine. But I mean, it's basically like Chinos. It's like,
this conversation is like Catch. Okay. It's so over. So Aaron pulls Brynn. She's like, okay, we're going to talk privately one on one. So they go to like, they walk down throughout the house to have a talk. They go into like Jenna's bedroom, which I thought was a little strange. And Brynn's like,
I know. I thought they were walking to a balcony or something, but just to go walk in and sit on somebody's bed
feels weird. That would not be allowed on Potomac. I mean, we all remember
it is New York, though. You know, New York, you only have so many options of places to go sit.
I know. So Brynn's like,
she's like very adamant about taking me back there and like not doing what Abe does to her, like, but having a different way with me. Like, it's not gonna be as fun.
I wish I could be a real bad girl right now. Bad girl.
So Aaron's like, come on, what do you think I'm gonna do? Punch you in the face? Are you like afraid of me? And she goes, I'm a bitch. I'm half Irish, so I'm not afraid. So they go to the hall to the bedroom, and Brynn's like, oh my god, this closet makes everything better. Wait, focus. You're gonna die. What is that? Look at that crown molding. Oh my god.
So they sit on the bed, and Brynn's like, I was thinking, like, this is how I go. It all makes sense. I get murdered in Jenna Lyon's bedroom. Ha! So
she goes, oh my god, there's titties on the pillows. Oh my god, I love this.
I love this so much.
Aaron's like, I am offended not by the cheese. I wasn't mad about the cheese. And
Brynn's like, in actuality, I don't even think there's an issue with us. And Aaron's like,
you don't. You're the one starting all this shit. She's like, what? I don't think there's an issue.
She's like, I just don't like the wishy-washy thing.
Agreed.
And I feel like you decided who you were going to align yourself with, and then you got, like, weird with me. And, like, you did. You know it. You know you got weird with me.
So this is something else I really like about Aaron. That line I thought was great because it just distilled exactly what happened. It didn't, like, over-dramatize. It didn't hint at something. She's like, you decided to align with other people and decided you didn't like me anymore and then got snotty and ditched me to go to some other fucking restaurant and then texted the group text about it to make me look stupid. What? You know, and she's like, okay, I did, 100%. She doesn't say why she chose not to align with her anymore. She's just like,
well, you know, like, she said distinctively, I never said that, and she's very definitive, so I just, like, subscribed to what she was saying about it.
Yeah, but the point is that you brought this whole thing up and tried to start trauma in the first place.
Aaron's weirdo. Like, when Sai says to like and subscribe, she doesn't mean literally subscribe to her words coming out of her mouth. And Aaron's like, so you subscribe. And Brynn's like, don't take it personally. And Aaron's like, but that's how you made it. And then they just hug and everything's fine. They're like, let's move on.
Yeah, she's like, it is personal when you decide to turn against me. She's like, okay, let's just hug then. She's like, okay, I mean, I guess we'll just hug then. Fine.
I realized it's like not about like, it's not about like the restaurant. It's not about the cheese. It's about like, you know, she just wants to spend quality time together. I realize that now.
And Aaron says, you know, it's just like so hard to stay mad at Brynn because she's like fun and sweet and she shares her strange massage fantasies at the Four Seasons and just makes you, she's bubbly enough to make you forget, you know?
Yeah, so they make up. And then Brynn's like, we should go back out there and pretend that we, like, hate each other's guns. And Aaron's like, okay, let's wear some of her shoes out. So they start putting on her clothes, and they sit on a chair, and it breaks. But we find out it's not broken. It's just didn't really have a chair bottom.
Yeah.
It just has a pillow.
It's a weird choice. And although I bet Jenna, like, literally sits in it like that. Like, she, like, her butt's, like, on the floor, but her feet are, like, through the chair.
And it's so, like a relaxing squat for her. You know, it's just like how she keeps in shape.
It's just how I like to sit, you know?
Me too. That's exactly how I love to sit,
You call me a banana. So Brynn, they return to the group, and Brynn's like, I'm done. It's fucking stupid. I'm so angry right now. And they're like, oh my God, what happened? There's a fight. They're so angry at each other.
And Brynn's like, well, to be fair, that should be a working chair. So she's like, yeah, well, we're fuck that girl. So then Aaron breaks it by coming out laughing, right? They're like, what's that, kidding with us, that little bitch? And Jenna's like, when I realized they were wearing my clothes, that's fine, but then I saw them start to go to each other and hug. No, one of them is wearing sequins and one of them is wearing, was it feathers?
Lace. Because when they were in the closet, they put on Jenna's clothes, which is also kind of crazy. And so then they hug and then they get connected. And Jenna's like, oh my God, like, just like more worried about this shirt. Oh, it's Valentino. That's okay. It's fine. It's you're just not as wealthy as I am. And just, no, please stop doing that to my shirts.
Yeah. She goes, oh, and on top of it, Brynn has the top on backwards. The zipper doesn't go in the front, my love. The zipper goes in the back. Okay. And so I was like, does anybody like cheese or is that weird? Am I the only person who likes cheese? I love cheese.
What? And that's where the episode ends. So it was definitely fun to recap it. More fun than I was expecting. Yeah. We'll see where it goes from here.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for being on demand. And we will talk to you next time, okay?
Bye everybody. Everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon Out of a Cannon Anthony. Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.